For close to an hour, Annie had walked this elite customer and her dumpy personal assistant, Olga, round every one of the store's glittering floors. They'd begun in the dazzling cosmetics hall, where assistants had brought out compacts and testers and sample sizes, trilling the delights of spring's fresh new palette. While Svetlana had let herself be lavishly made up and manicured, Olga had scathingly pronounced the shimmery nude polish almost invisible and far too expensive.
"She works for him," Svetlana had whispered in explanation to Annie when Olga was out of earshot.
"Who?" Annie had asked, suspecting the answer.
"Potato face,"
came Svetlana's low voice as she examined her ocean spray eyelids and blossom number 5 lips in the magnifying mirror.
"He thinks I spend too much money, and she is spying on me."
"No," Annie assured her, although much to her continued disappointment, she knew nothing of life as a trophy wife, whereas Svetlana was on her third and most wealthy husband. She traded up spouses the way other women trade up houses. It was obvious to Annie that if she wanted advice on finding a rich husband, and boy, could she do with one, her eye-watering credit card bills had come in this morning, this was the woman to ask. Surely it was just a matter of the right question at the right moment to get the conversation started.